Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ron and Anian.
The government sent out a notice that they're looking for mechanics. Did you see the notice about they're looking for mechanics? All of a sudden, the country has realized that there is a shortage of trained automobile technicians. And, like, now? You just woke up to this fact?
I think that makes you go,
The car doctor.
I want your opinion because I don't understand how a fuel pump can put pressure too high. The sensor tells the computer to tell the module what to do.
Right, because this is a returnless system, so they're looking at fuel rail pressure.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the car doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your call at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Well, hidey-ho, and welcome to the car doctor, Ron and Anian, at your service. What a week in the shop, right? It's always great in July because the shop is air conditioned. And even so, when it's 102 degrees out on the tarmac out in front of the shop, baby, it's hot outside. And you're struggling just to try and stay hydrated and keep cool and get the cars done. And it's just like a wall of heat when you walk out in front of the shop on these days. And you know, it doesn't make me miss January though, because I take the heat over January when it's, you know, the wind's howling and it's 20 below. So, but welcome to July, everybody. I hope you're taking care of your car. I hope your air conditioning is working well. Some of the requests, some of the comments, some of the questions that we're getting. You know, I noticed that a lot of you are, you're driving older cars or you're fixing older cars. You're attempting to fix older cars. We had a couple this week in the shop. We had a 95 Chevy S10 pickup that had 181,000 miles on it. And it had a slew of problems. It had a misfire on cylinder 5. It had an O2 heater circuit fault. It had a purge fault in the EVAP emission system. It had some oil leaks, which, you know, I don't worry so much about oil leaks on older vehicles. Keeps the chassis from rusting, depending on how bad of a leak it is. Power steering hose had a pretty good leak in it, kind of nasty. There were some other things going on with it as far as the air conditioning. Somebody had replaced the air conditioning compressor prior to us. This is our first time seeing the vehicle. And this was the old R4 round rotary compressor style. And typically when those failed, they grenaded internally and they put metal through the system. Well, it had the original condenser. The condenser hadn't been replaced. And I'm assuming the orifice tube was not replaced because it was out of refrigerant. I pulled a vacuum on it. It held vacuum. Doesn't necessarily mean the system does not have leaks, as we found out, because, you know, testing a system under vacuum versus testing a system under pressure is two different things, very different circumstances. And it passed a vacuum test, put some refrigerant in it, and sure enough, the high side service port, the ball seat valve, was leaking, and we couldn't get it to reseat. So, you know, we knew we had a leak there. I put a cap on it for the purpose of testing. I wanted to see if the system would blow cold. And it pulled it into a vacuum. It pulled low side into a vacuum. High side pressure went high, which tells me there's a restriction in the system. So, you know, orifice tube or condenser or both, okay, one of two or three of the combination of. And what do you do with a vehicle like that? You know, you've got to break this down. This guy wants to drive the car. He said, hey, you know, it was my dad's car. My dad passed. I want to keep it as a testimony to your father, even though my wife doesn't want to do that. And, you know, listen, one of the things I've learned as I've gotten older is, you know, you've got to listen to what everybody's saying. And when the wife says, don't keep the vehicle, boy, you know, that sort of takes precedent over everything. So I wanted to make Ed happy. I wanted to make his wife happy. I wanted to be happy. Why not? And I figured, let me attack this thing the most logical way I know how. To me, out of all the faults with it, between the oil leaks and the power steering leak and the air conditioning problem and the O2 codes and the purge, the misfire fault was the most predominant. The misfire on cylinder 5 was the worst. And, it, you know, listen, if it's got a misfire and it turns out to be something mechanical on the 180,000-mile vehicle that's almost, let's see, it's almost 27, going on 30 years old, depending on what your perspective is, you know, you're not going to fix an engine on something that old. We won't have the conversation about there's no place to get it fixed anyway, but this is a 4.3 motor with the central port injector. This has one injector with the little plastic poppet valves in it that was so notorious to fail back in the day when more of these roamed the land. And, you know, could it be a bad injector nozzle? Could it be a bad poppet sticking open? Because the misfire wasn't there all the time. It was only there when the engine was cold, when you first started it. And somebody had been in there prior to us. You could see new cap rotor wires, new spark plugs. Somebody was working on it trying to solve the misfire, but they hadn't come down to the final solution yet. And I tell you this story because, I want you to see where my line of thinking was going. And if you disagree, let me know. In that, you know, let's assume it's not ignition. All the parts are new. It was all Delco stuff. It was all looked like it was properly installed. I didn't see any issues that way. Fuel trim looked normal. I didn't see any issues with fuel trim as I was watching it. This is a 95 vehicle, so it was the first year OBD2. I was using my OBD2 scanner. I wasn't getting too fancy as far as tools were concerned. But, number 5 was the miss. Number 5 was, and it was only there cold. Well, back in the day, when there were more 4.3s out there, when the head gaskets failed, they would always fail cold, it seemed. And it was usually the last cylinder on the driver's side, number 5. So I thought about it and I explained it to the customer. I said, listen, here's how we're going to attack this. You know, to do a head gasket on a vehicle of this age, you can't just do one side. You can't just do both sides. You're going to pull the engine out. It's leaking oil. You know, we don't know what oil consumption is, if any. We don't know much about it. You've got to rebuild the engine. To put an engine in anything today is easily $4,000 to $5,000 on this 30-year-old. I just want to make this vehicle for my father and be a testimony to my father, a monument, which I told him. I said, you could park it on the front lawn, take a picture. It'd be just as good a monument. His wife liked that idea. Bottle of K-Seal. I said, let's put a bottle of K-Seal in it. I explained it to him that K-Seal is a great cooling system sealer. It works well with head gasket issues such as this if it's seeping. All right. And that's where we left it. I poured a bottle of K-Seal in it. I'm waiting to hear back the results. And here's my argument. If K-Seal fixes this vehicle and it no longer misfires cold, then we know it's a head gasket issue. And now we can make a determination, does he want to go ahead with the other stuff? If for some reason, and I don't think it will, not fix the head gasket issue, or if it's something else, and that's how much confidence I have in K-Seal, if the misfire is still there, I'm going to start to look towards fuel because it's not going to be a head gasket issue. But my point is, for under $100, I was able to come to a diagnostic conclusion and say, hey, it's either a head gasket or it's going to be something else if the problem continues. Got that old car out of the way. More info at kseal.com, by the way. The next one that rolled in the door, this was the week of old cars, 92 Buick Roadmaster, a 30-year-old vehicle with 225,000 miles on it. I don't know. I must have a sign out front that says, bring me your tired, your weary, your old car, I guess. I should stand like this with the torch. I could be Mr. Statue of Liberty. This one had a bad axle bearing on the right side rear. And, you know, it's staggering to me. I said to my wife, I said, you know, I must be getting old because I'm working on all these cars from around the time when I was, you know, breaking in, when I was in the industry 10 or 12 years, and all of a sudden I'm seeing the cars that I worked on then now. And the frustration is, as in the case of this Buick Roadmaster that needed an axle bearing, well, it had chewed up the axle. And I couldn't get an axle shaft for it. Obviously, GM doesn't make them anymore. I've tried, and listen, before anybody writes me 14 emails, because I know you guys love to write emails about the things that think you would have done, before anybody has any comments about axle savers, if you've got an axle saver takes the bearing and relocates it to a different part of the existing bad axle shaft, the axle shaft that's all chewed up. Take that axle saver and use it as a paperweight on your desk. You'll get more life out of it because I've done the axle saver routine, and typically within a year to 14 months, it comes back to bite you, and it's not what I consider a permanent fix. I did a little research. Dorman. More info at dormanproducts.com. Dorman is making axle shafts. And I was able to order an axle shaft for the right side rear through my suppliers from Dorman. Came direct, popped in. Nice axle, nice studs, all the parts you need to put it in. I got that one back on the road. And I guess the point of this open and the point of this conversation is that as these vehicles get older, we've got to start to think outside the box of traditional repair. We've got to look, you know, and certainly Dorman is not outside the realm of traditional repair. Dorman is definitely a part supplier in this day and age, as they've always been. But K-Seal was a little different on the head gasket issue car. You know, GM doesn't make the part. Go look at Dorman. All right. You can find them online. Like I said, dormanproducts.com. You know, we've got to, if we're going to keep old cars going, we've got to look in places we may not traditionally look the very first time and then get used to it, because there's clearly a market for old cars. There's clearly a demand and a need for parts, especially when you look at the fact that there's no cars left to sell in the dealers. I went by the one dealer that I always typically go by here in New Jersey, and I think he's increased the number of cars on his lot from 1 to 4 this week. He's got 4 new vehicles out front. I can't imagine the price tag on them. You know, I look at the market premium. I don't know how the dealers are staying in business. I really don't. I think they deserve a tribute of some kind because they're struggling, and you know, as we all are. So just amazing stuff. Anyway, let's pull over, take a pause. Let me say hello to Mr. Tom. Mr. Tom, you're looking well and chipper today. Everything good up there?
Everything's happy.
Yeah. So
dog's sleeping. Yeah. I'm sitting here looking out the window, and rather than looking at you, which is a better thing. So hey, you know.
How do we say that state again?
Which state? Confusion.
You know, the one where we have a new affiliate coming up in 2 weeks, right? Nevada. Oh. It's not Nevada. It's Nevada.
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 That's right.
Yeah, Nevada. So I learned how to say Nevada this week, everybody. So
yes,
I had to do promos.
And he said it right.
Yeah, I said it right. So I said it, Nevada. Got to the point where I couldn't talk anymore. Talk. So it sounded like I was from Boston. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor coming back right after this.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
For the best in car advice, give Ron a call, 855-560-9900. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's go over to Jimmy in Virginia and have some questions about gear oil. Jimmy, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're welcome, sir. What's going on?
I want to talk about differential fluid. I have a three-part question, if you'll allow me.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm having a little trouble. All right, I'm big on preventive maintenance on all my cars, and I'm having a little trouble finding the exact viscosity for the fluid, 75, 80, 75, 90. And also on one fluid, they specifically mention hypoid gear oil. Do all fluids have hypoid gear in them?
That
additive?
I believe that's an additive. I believe it has to say it on the package. I haven't heard that term in probably 15 years. It's. And what kind of vehicles are we talking about, Jimmy?
One of them's a Toyota FJ Cruiser. The front and rear differential use 75-85 GL5. Now the transfer case, it's 75-90. It's slightly different, and it mentions a hypoid gear oil, and they're all with GL5, right, which is a quality rating, I guess.
Right. My understanding of hypoid is it's an additive that's put in the gear oil to help prevent wear and other issues that could occur. So I think that's an additive package that has to be added. As far as the difference between 75-80 and 75-90,
yes, sir.
I think we're splitting hairs. All right, to be very honest with you. All right.
One of them is a Mercedes. It's 75-85.
Well, you know, and in the real world, you know, what really happens? I can tell you this. I'm going to use the word fret. Fretting's on my mind because that's another story. But I'm going to use the word fret. I've fretted over gear oil viscosity to the point that I've driven myself mad. And a while back, I started to realize that as I would call dealers for, hey, do you have 75, 85? And then what are you working on? And I tell them, no, just use 75, 90. It's what we pour all day long. Or 75, 80. What do you pour? Oh, we pour 75, 90. Do that all day long. 3 years ago, we had to put a differential in a customer's 07 Chevy Tahoe, a front diff. And there were no parts. There were no parts available for it. GM discontinued what we needed. We can only get bits and pieces. We ended up buying a complete remanufactured axle from Jasper. Jasper makes front differentials and rear differentials as well as their engines. And when we got the Jasper front differential, here's a vehicle from the factory that I believe takes 75-90 synthetic gear oil. All right? GM required that, or that was their recommendation. That was what they wanted. Jasper sent it to us. We were putting 75-90 conventional gear oil in it. And when I asked why, because Jasper determined that it was better for the gears and the bearings. I think a lot of this is based on what the engineer is originally thinking and sometimes what the engineer has to originally design. And I think some of it is based on, and a lot of it, I'm sure, obviously, friction levels, and they're concerned. They're trying to hit specific fuel economy numbers. They're trying to hit CAFE.
Right, that's part of it, too.
Yeah, and that's part of it, because, you know, different viscosities affect drag and affect friction and affect fuel economy. And I think it's something, you know, that you have to look at and consider and say, hey, what's the point of practicality? One of my favorite one of my favorite gear oils, and then I'll let you ask your next question, is go out to Amsoil. If you want to see something really nice, Amsoil makes something called Severe Gear 7590, which is designed for high duress conditions. If you're off-roading or you're using it in an equipment application or you want maximum protection. So, you know, there is that option, too. You can go look at something like that, and that's from the folks over at Amsoil. Your second question.
Okay. Okay, like I said, I'm real big on preventive maintenance, and when the weather cools off a little bit, I'm going to start changing some of these fluids. I was out in the garage looking around. I've got two brand-new containers of 75-140 synthetic. What in the world was I putting that in, and would you use that?
You were probably putting that, in a Ford vehicle. Did you have a Ford somewhere?
You know
what?
You're probably right. I've got a Thunderbird.
Okay.
But, you know, the manual on the Thunderbird, it only specifies 75-90.
Yeah, maybe you bought it. Maybe you bought it for the wrong vehicle. Then that typically went in Ford trucks. It went in some GM rear axles. You know, keep in mind that the idea of it's not just the viscosity.
Would you use that in anything? Yeah. Would you use that
if the application called for it? Sure.
Okay, but if not, you wouldn't, because I looked up the Ford. The Ford says 75-90. I don't know what I bought that for.
Yeah,
the
I wouldn't.
Brand new containers.
I wouldn't just use it at random. I'd have to have a reason, and I'd have to have an understanding of it. But, you know, keep in mind, what I was going to say was, it's not just the viscosity. It's the base oil that the fluid is made from, mineral oil versus a synthetic, and then they have some semi-synthetic blends.
It's synthetic. It's synthetic,
right,
yeah.
Right, and the point becomes that the synthetic gear oil tends to have a better ability to withstand the heat and the torture that a gear oil goes through. And, you know, helps with anti-foaming and some of the other things that go on. I've had guys tell me that when they tow, they've caused synthetic fluid to evaporate because in their minds it's thinner and it tends to wear out more. And then I've had guys tell me that when they've switched to synthetic, they'll change the gear oil and they'll find that the synthetic holds up better. They see less signs of damage and discoloration and overheating and fluid contamination. I really think, and I'll close it here, I really think gear oil is probably one of the most misunderstood or mis-maintained fluids on a vehicle today, whether it's in a transmission transfer case or a differential front or rear. I think it's something that needs regular maintenance. Gear oil is gear oil. I don't care what the manufacturer says. It's subject to abuse, corrosion, moisture, contamination. And it should be changed on a much more frequent basis than what I see people doing. And what you're doing for what your vehicles are, you're going to get longer life. You know what? It's just as expensive to rebuild a manual transmission, a transfer case, and in some cases a differential, as it is an automatic. And we change automatic transmission fluid on a much more regular basis, I think. I appreciate the call, Jimmy, and I appreciate the questions. You're thinking, and I like that. You give us a call back when you need more. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome back. Ron and Ian, the Car Doctor here at 855-560-9900. Let's go over to Paul in Maryland. Some questions on fuel systems. Paul, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, Ron. How you doing today?
Good, man. What's cooking?
Good, good. So I got it's a 07 F-150, 282,000 miles. The earlier, I guess it was probably last week, it stalled out on me going to work, driving down the road.
Okay.
I was able to get over to the side, let it sit for a minute, started back up, and I had a pending P191.
Okay.
It never set a hard code, and then that went away. And so I was continued to drive it a little bit. And then now I've got a check engine light on, and then I have a P171, system right. Lean on bank one,
right. Are you there, Paul? Okay, go ahead, Paul. Yep. I thought we lost you there for a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. And so I was just kind of wondering where to go. It's I've had a fuel pump put in it, and the fuel pump driver module has been replaced at least once.
All right. So, 191 is a fuel rail pressure sensor performance fault. And what they're doing is, and when you say it's stalled out, to me, stalling is you're sitting at a traffic light or a stop sign and it just stalls. Were you traveling at speed when it happened?
Yeah, I was driving along probably about 45 or so.
Okay.
And it just got out in RPM zero and everything.
In my mind, so we're on the same page diagnostically speaking, that's cutting out or shutting off at that point. It's not a stall.
Okay.
Could it – and was it that you're pushing down on the pedal and it just didn't want to accelerate? It didn't want to go anywhere?
I guess kind of, but then it just cut out completely, and I put it into neutral and coasted to the side.
Right. So it sort of felt like you were running out of fuel.
Yes.
Matches the symptom, right?
Right. Yep.
Right. So a 191 is a fault in fuel rail pressure sensor performance. Now, what they're doing is, because this is a returnless fuel system, all right, they'll pulse with the pump. They'll run the pump up to a certain pressure based on what the fuel rail pressure sensor says it's got, and based on demand. If you've got your foot through the headlights and it sees wide open throttle angle, and under heavy engine load, it's going, hey, this guy needs all the fuel he can get. It's going to look at the fuel rail pressure sensor and say, oh, it's at 35 pounds. It's not enough. He needs 45, and it's going to run the pump more and build up pressure, all in the blink of an eye. All right.
Okay.
So it saw a glitch. It saw a 191 and it said, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? Could we have an intermittent fuel rail pressure sensor? Sure. Could we have a leaking fuel rail pressure sensor? Sure. I would pull the electrical plug out of the sensor and just look to see, is the electrical connector wet? Is it showing me any signs of fuel? You could also plug in a scan tool with some decent capability, as long as it's got the ability for year, make, model by manufacturer, and you could actually watch fuel pressure by scan tool. And the way you're doing that is you're doing that by, the computer is looking at the fuel rail pressure sensor. That's where that number comes from. So, you could do that, take the vehicle for a ride, and if the vehicle feels like it's losing power, watch the FRP. Does it look like it's losing pressure? Now, the other thing is, somewhere in that PID list, those pieces of data, you will see desired fuel pressure and actual fuel pressure. So if it's saying, hey, I need 60 PSI, you know, and it's only got 42, it's kind of like Captain Kirk saying, Scotty, I need all warp drive now or we're doomed. You know, it's just saying, give me all you got. And it just may not be able to. If you're seeing 60 and a request is 60 and the truck continues to stall, we got something else going on.
Okay.
All right. Now, the 171, what I would do for that is, do you have a scan tool? Can it read data stream?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I would do is I would go look at fuel trim for both banks. Do you understand the theory of fuel trim?
Right, yeah. I'm actually looking at it right now.
Okay. So watch fuel trim, all right? For the sake of this conversation and simplicity, a 171 will set on the average vehicle when we have a combined total fuel trim of around 25%, long and short term. Short term is what you had for lunch today. Long term is what you've had for lunch the past 5 days that made you want to have lunch what you did for today, right?
Right.
So long term's history, short term's present. When you hit 26%, bang, 171 happens because bank one's running lean.
Mm-hmm.
If bank two has a total fuel trim of 24%, will it set a fault code for it?
No, it shouldn't.
Right. It's going to happen where? At 25%. Right. Mm-hmm. That's the spec. That's the limit.
Yep.
So the mistake everybody makes or can make or may make, and I've been there, done that. You get mentally, you just forget, is you start looking for things that are affecting bank one. Go look at fuel trim. If bank one's the only one that's showing over 25% and bank two is running 14-15%, yeah, I'm going to kind of look more at bank one. What are my potential problems here? Do I have plugged injectors? Do I have a vacuum leak? And then again, it depends on where the fuel trim is high. If the fuel trim is off kilter at idle and then it goes away as the engine speeds up, I'm going to look more for a vacuum leak. If it's better at idle and gets worse as the vehicle's going down the road, I'm going to look for something more involved in fuel delivery. If it's 26% bank one, 24% bank two going down the road, I'm going to start to think, do I have a mass airflow sensor under reporting? Do I have an intake boot, you know, the duct after the mass airflow sensor that's open and it's allowing unmetered air to come into the engine and create a lean condition? So, you know, it all depends on, you know, what we're seeing and what we're looking for. And then when you eliminate all the obvious and everything else, if the vehicle has a brake booster, could the brake booster be contributing to it? You start to isolate. You know, you start to think about... You have to think about things like EVAP. I go into purge valves. Although a purge valve, if a purge valve was constantly stuck open, you would think that you would show a rich condition. It would be driving fuel trims the other way until you find where the animal chewed on the line down at the canister and it's actually drawing fresh air and it hasn't set the EVAP fault first because it set the lean fault. It was a long story. It was a tough vehicle. It had more than one problem going on. Okay. So I always look at everything. You know, just as food for thought. Last thing, you've got, when you look at your scan tool, do you see a PID called calculated load?
Yes.
Okay. So sitting there at idle in the driveway, you've got calculated load probably somewhere around, 20 to 22%, 25%, something like that.
I think on my table, absolute load, and it's showing 17.
Okay. So take the vehicle out on the highway. I believe absolute load and calculated load are the same thing, but just look and see if there's a calculated load PID. Sometimes there's a difference. You should see when you take the vehicle out somewhere on a quiet side street or a desert road where there's nobody around, put your foot through the headlight. You should see calculated load go 85 to 90% or better.
Okay.
All right, and it's actually 90% or better. If it won't go above 75-80%, now I'm starting to think I've got a mass airflow sensor that can't report. And then last thing, does your scan tool show grams per second or airflow grams per second? It varies by PID. It varies by manufacturer. If your scan tool has the ability to go into OBD2 and not your make model, use that side of it. All right?
Okay.
If this engine's what engine's in this truck?
It's the 5.4 3-valve.
Okay, so you've got a 5.4 motor, right? You should see roughly 4 to 6 grams of airflow at idle.
Okay.
All right. You know, and I'm giving you a little bit of a wide range. Believe it or not, you'll typically see on a healthy motor 4.8 to 5.7. It'll be real tight to the leader displacement. That's just a rule of thumb we've gone by for the longest time, and it always seems to come to the point of truth that an engine will flow at idle grams per second based on its liters. It's just a number that seems to work out in the industry. Try that.
Okay.
If you're seeing it under-reporting, if you're seeing 3 grams of airflow or 8 grams of airflow, I'd start to think, you know, do we have a mass air problem, a duct problem? Do we have a restriction? Is there a plastic bag stuck in the air intake horn that's clogging airflow? You know, I've seen all kinds of crazy things in my career. All right, kiddo, do those things and give me a shout back. We can talk some more, and, you know, we'll take it from there if you need more. Good to talk to you, Paul. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Welcome back. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Let's get over to Tim in Maine with a 17 Chevy Silverado. Tim, tell me about this truck.
Yes. We got it about a year ago, and the first 6 months was fine. And then the battery, we thought the battery kept running down, so it's 4 or 5 years old anyway, so I replaced it. And 3 days after that, it wouldn't start again.
When you say it wouldn't start, Tim, is it that the battery is dead or that it's a longer than normal crank time?
Well, it cranked, but cranked really slow.
Okay.
And right after, you know, shortly after we put that battery in, like 3 days, it was just that. But now what it's doing is it just clicks. I mean, it won't even crank over at all. You go out, start it, just click, 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 click.
Okay.
If you put a booster on it, it starts up.
And when it starts up, does it start normal?
Yeah,
right.
That's fantastic.
All right, so what you're telling me is the battery's going dead. How long does the vehicle sit in between uses?
Well, we thought that was the case. We've taken it to the Chevy place and everything, and they can't find nothing wrong with it whatsoever.
All right.
We thought it was a battery, but the battery, I guess, isn't going dead because you go out and you go click, 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 and you go back in the house, you might come back out, and it starts up beautiful. It runs like Nothing.
Okay.
You go down the road, shut it off, and it goes click, 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 click again.
Okay. Listen.
We've also come.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, listen to me because we'll run out of time. What you're describing is you're describing an intermittent slow crank or no crank condition, and other times it cranks normally. Correct.
Correct.
Okay. Here's the list. You got a pencil and paper?
Yep.
Okay. First thing I want somebody to do is scan it for codes. I know there's no check engine light on. I just want to be sure. All right? It's not an unreasonable request. I want a load test done to the battery. I want the battery to be given a stress test to be sure that the battery, whatever battery's in there at this point, is a good battery. Okay? I want a voltage measurement. You know, today, Saturday at 2:51 p.m., it's reading 12.5 volts. If we let the vehicle sit there and we go up to it Sunday at 2:51 in 24-hour period, what's standing voltage? If it was 12.5 yesterday, it should be within 2/10 of a volt today. If it's 11.9, there's a drain on the system. Or we've got a bad battery that we just haven't figured out how to test it yet. All right? If we prove the battery to be correct in every circumstance. And I've gone to the extreme on some vehicles where I will physically pull the battery out of the vehicle, charge it on the bench, proper procedure with a good charger. When I say a good charger, we've got associated battery chargers in the shop that are all computer controlled that you can tell it CCA, here's the desired, it will hook up, it will plug in, it will tell you, hey, this is what we've got, and it will automatically charge the battery. It's not just, you know, crank a battery charger on it, let it run until it, you know, overheats and it's charged. There's a procedure for cranking batteries. All right, so they've got to be using a good quality battery charger like an associated. Once I rule out the battery and I still have an intermittent crank or no crank or click condition, I've got to think about battery cables. I've got to think about the starter itself. You're up in Maine, all right? You've got a salt and corrosion issue, especially in the winter.
Oh, yeah.
I would take a look at the starter itself. There's a copper wound wire. There's a heavy gauge copper wound wire that goes between the solenoid, well, the top of the starter and the starter armature on certain models. And in some of the others, the starter itself is so corroded it starts to fall apart. I would take a hard look at the starter. All right.
Okay.
And then I would go through and I would look at a starter wiring diagram and clean all the grounds. I just went through this for a different issue on a Chevy pickup, and I solved it by cleaning all the grounds. Sometimes by doing all this, you're going to baseline, and at least you know what you're up against. The Chevy dealer said they didn't find anything. Ask them what kind of tests they did. Call me back next week and let me know, because when a shop says, yeah, we didn't find anything, there's nothing wrong, that tells me the shop's not trying hard enough. Do those tests, and let's take it from there. 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor will return right after this.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Well, welcome back. I guess it's my turn to talk, so I'll run an Indian, the car doctor, at your service. By the way, the phone number, 855-560-9900, is 24-7. You can call the number anytime, day or night, leave a message. We are live on the network on the air Saturdays, 2 to 4 p.m. East Coast time. And Tom Ray, the executive producer of this show and producer extraordinaire, will call you back and put you in the live queue for the next live broadcast. Keep in mind, the next couple of weeks, we're looking for volunteers, as it were. If you've got a question you can't get to us on Saturday, shoot us an email, ron@cardoctorshow.com, or call the 855-560-9900 phone number and leave a message and let us know that you're interested in asking a question. And we're going to be taping a show. We're going to do a tape-to-air show to give you two fresh shows in the month of August. The Car Doctor is going to take something he hasn't done in probably 30 years, take a whole week vacation from Saturday to Saturday. Like, wow. And, you know, we're going to give you two fresh shows, things that you've never heard before, as always, because we love you guys. We want to take care of you, and we want to give you interesting automotive shows every week. So if you want to be part of that, then call 855-560-9900, leave a message, and Tom or I will give you a call and put you in the queue, and we'll set you up. It'll be one night during the week. We haven't finalized that. Real quick, Ron, I can't verify how accurate this website, and by the way, I thank you for participating in that. Let me say that. Ron, I can't verify how accurate this website is anymore, but it may be of interest to your listeners. This comes to us from Bob. He's a regular listener to the show. Purchasing ethanol-free gas. People should read the description or perhaps call before they head out. One of the local places on the list only sells the fuel where I live in 1 gallon containers for use with gas-powered yard equipment. The website is the usual www.pure-gas.org. So if you're interested in ethanol-free fuel, you could try that. It's amazing how many of you are interested in this. I'm staggered by it. Some of the questions and comments and thoughts on it. So if you're into that, then pure-gas.org. Till the next time, I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, reminding you, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
Two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.